This is WMFO in Medford 91.5. Sorry?
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad to have you back. It's a fine Wednesday afternoon. We're looking forward to a good show.
We have a special guest today.
We do indeed.
Mr. Antonio.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Antonio Quay.
Very happy to be here.
All right, so this first song is Santeria by Sublime. Great show coming up today.
Great show.
Enjoy the first song.
Yeah, if you played FIFA 15.
No, I turned wrong. Left your heart torn. Is that what devils do? Took you so long. Where only fools go. I shook the angel and you. Now I'm rising from the crowd. Rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I find, there's nothing I can't do.
That was Love Me Again, John Newman. Absolute classic. You played FIFA 15, maybe it was FIFA 16.
It was 15.
It was 15?
Yeah.
Just unbelievable track.
Yeah.
Unbelievable track. Anyways, in the background we got Lovely Day, Bill Withers. Another great, great tune. Well, we thought we'd chime in here, let you know.
It's a beautiful day.
Which way the wind is blowing.
Very sunny day in Medford.
Special guest, why don't you introduce yourself in a little more depth?
Yeah.
Well,
what's your name?
My name is Tonio, and I come from the mountains.
From the mountains?
I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm from Mexico City, but I moved to LA when I was very little, and now I'm at Tufts, and
on the radio.
On the radio.
Pizza with pineapple, yes or no?
Yes. Mm, only I pineapple, like though. No ham. I don't like
ham. No ham?
Ham is all right.
Then why do you put pineapple on the pizza?
The,
you're not going to add
ham. Sweet,
for
the
sweet
crunch.
Exactly. Not that
it's like a flavor
crunch.
Burst.
It's not that crunchy, though. Yeah,
but no,
it's yeah, like
yeah. A pineapple isn't crunchy.
Well,
but it's a pop-up.
It has some kind of crunch attribute to it.
No, that's
and then you bite into it, and then you get the pineapple juice.
But that's the ham. The ham gives you the crunch.
No, but the ham doesn't... Nothing comes out of the ham like it does with the pineapple.
Fine, all right, fine. I win. All right, what's the next song, huh?
What is the next song?
Yeah, Antonio.
So you guys know, as our dedicated listeners, the name of our show is
Ben Tenzers. No, Chicken Tenzers.
Chicken Tenzers with macaroni and one cheese.
And what's the name of the song, Antonio?
This song is gonna be called Chicken Tenders
by
Dominic Fike.
Great young and upcoming artist.
He's not upcoming, he's already there.
He's up.
Well,
he's up.
Come, yeah. But he's gonna keep going. He's already come, but he's gonna keep going.
Yeah. Alright.
He's great, though. Should we just go right into it?
I think we should.
Let's get some chicken tenders, guys.
But it's a lovely day.
You know what? It is a damn lovely day today.
It's pretty hot, like it's...
Yeah, go outside, make sure to get that vitamin D.
Make sure vitamin D. Sunny D is not sufficient for your vitamin D requirement. Yeah. You need to go outside.
Important, yeah. Especially today with the... What is it? 80 Fahrenheit? I don't measure.
No,
that's too much. Whoops.
Don't forget, we're still in Medford. Here.
Let me check.
And it is November.
Right now, it's 59.
59?
That's what it says.
Oh, 63 over here.
Oh, that's Boston, though. Yeah, Medford 61. Or 63, I guess.
And you know, we are WMFO Medford. So we're coming at you live with the best music and the freshest weather reports.
2:14. Next song, shall we?
Next song.
So, Chicken Tenders.
Chicken Tenders.
Dom.
Mr. Dominic Fike. All right, enjoy.
Chicken tenders in my hotel, yeah. Christina's in my bed watching TV shows. When she hit the remote with her legs shaking, let's put up, making, watching wherever my head facing is for bugs, baby. White wings in my pillows and blankets. But girl, you know how itchy my back is. Every time we settled, but it never felt right. Cause we can't keep still. And we try to fight the way everything feels when we step out of line. Coming for whatever feels right, baby, don't stay still.
make your mind. You could be waking up in here for the rest of your life. And I knew just what she was thinking, with no need for speculation. Just your body in a blanket, and I hope this doesn't change it, 'cause the best part of my day is when I get to see you naked. Chicken tenders in my hotel, yeah. Christina's in my bed watching TV shows. When she hit the remote with her lips shaking, let's pull up, making, watching wherever my head facing is for bugs, baby.
White wings in my pillows and blankets. I got markings on my body for traces. Rodeo for Cartier glasses. But girl, you know how itchy my back is.
So that was Dominic Fike, Chicken Tenders. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Very on theme.
Well, we thought we would stick around with Dominic Fike, now knowing that he's already been up and coming.
And now he's
past
come.
That point, he's come. And now he's here, but he's still going.
Yeah, he's a very young artist.
He came, but he hasn't
he
stopped.
Still has more to do. There's more to come.
There's more to come, exactly. Well, last show we were talking about Paul McCartney and his solo career. And we happened to discuss that he did a song with Dominic Fike, Kiss of Venus.
Kiss of Venus.
Very emblematic of classic Paul McCartney. Didn't you say that Paul wrote it like a long time ago?
No, okay, so I got that fact checked by one of our listeners, Evelyn Abramowitz.
Wow, we have so many listeners.
Shout out, Evie.
Shout out to Evie.
She told me that he did write it before, I think. I don't remember exactly what she said. But he did write it before, but not a long time ago. It was still recently. Kiss of Venus was released recently, and then it was released again with Dominic Fike.
Oh, he released it as a solo first? A single?
That's what I understood.
And then got a Dom feature?
Let's say yes.
All right. Whatever. I think it's a pretty good song.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
we're going to be playing that up next for you.
Yeah. What's the current song playing in the background?
Oh, the current song is Psycho by Mr. Post Malone.
Post Malone. Great artist. Who's better, Post Malone or Dominic?
Okay.
Definitely Post Malone.
Yeah,
Post Malone is definitely more established.
He conquered, and Dominic Fike is still coming.
Exactly. He needs to conquer.
He still has to conquer.
Yeah.
Post Malone conquered the whole scene, though. He's killing
that man
it.
Platinum all the time.
Yeah, big bucks. Big bucks. Once again, this is Chicken Tenders and Macaroni and Wild Cheese. And you are listening to 91.5. WMFO Medford, Tufts Radio.
It is
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, remember that. It is currently 2:19 and 25 seconds.
Ooh. Favorite time.
And now 28 seconds.
28 seconds, yeah.
Weather is around 63 degrees here in Medford.
Yeah. But it's a hot one out there. I think it feels like a 67 at least.
It's consistent weather.
It's a hot one. It's very inconsistent weather.
I thought that was only in California, but I guess not, because it was very cold. Yeah. Like,
weather's pretty on and off.
And it's going to be freezing in like 2 days, too.
Weather be crazy.
All right, shall we get to the next song?
I think we shall.
All right.
Next song, Kiss of Venus, Dominic Fike, Paul McCartney.
Enjoy.
Boom.
Venus has got me on the go. She scored a bullseye in the early morning glow. Then I asked her, have you read the paper? Okay, people talking about which side they're taking. And if you know them, baby, what's your take on it? Does it make you wanna? Sleep wide awake.
of you. Read the paper. People talking without no education. Yeah, I go to college. Go find your major. Realize you minor in the scheme of everything.
The kiss of thee has got me all.
Sorry to interject here. The song is Godly, Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd check back in. How about that last song? Oh,
that song was great.
It was great. Really, really evident of Paul McCartney.
What did you think, Mr. Guest Star?
I had never heard of it.
Well, you're from the mountains, I can't imagine they yeah. play that in the mountains.
I don't get much radio up there.
That's crazy.
But well, I really like that collaboration.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Two very, very good artists.
One better than... No, no.
Yeah, I mean, more definitely.
Not that close.
But I mean,
what is a
again?
Sir?
There's more coming to be had.
Yeah, exactly. We're really putting things well today.
So let's let them hear this wonderful song. Though.
Go ahead.
This is
"Say It Ain't So"
by Weezer.
Weezer.
Thank you.
doesn't love Weezer? Right?
What?
Weezer.
Who doesn't love Weezer? That's what I heard.
You heard what?
Who doesn't love Weezer?
Who doesn't love Weezer?
Who doesn't love Weezer?
Oh, yeah.
I love Weezer.
Weezer, not Wizard.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is no Harry
Wizard
Potter.
Of Oz. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah. Yeah, Wanji, have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
I haven't. Have you?
Are you serious?
Shut up. You guys both. Oh, shit.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's a great book.
You gotta watch. It's like an all-time classic.
Yeah, I know.
It's old, though. It's hard to watch.
Do you know about the whole story, though? There's the flying pigs, the witches.
Like, there's, like, red boots involved.
No, that's Boots from Dora.
What?
Is it green boots then?
No, the red slippers and
No, there's definitely
Red Ruby slippers.
Yeah,
Wait, that's Cinderella, no?
No.
No, oh,
that's the glass one.
Oh,
come on,
the glass
princesses,
one.
There's like
come
some
on.
Sort of shoe involved in the Wizard of Oz.
The red she so, like
yeah,
clicks
red,
her heels
yeah,
or
the
something.
The red ruby slippers is definitely a thing in the red Wizard of Oz.
Are they red?
Well,
isn't it ruby red? Wait.
Ruby red.
What's red ruby?
Red is red, and ruby is like...
Describing the red, though, so shouldn't it be ruby red?
Oh, all right, so it's not red boots, it's like this. Like
slippers.
Slippers, yeah.
Yeah. So slippers.
I was kind of there, you know? I got confused with a monkey
boots,
and Dora.
Maria, yeah.
Which is named Boots, my bad, right. So what about Wizard of Oz? Why did you bring it up?
Well, I don't know, Weezer? It's just kind of crazy, I haven't seen it. It doesn't really connect to Weezer that much, although... What was that last song?
Weezer.
What was that last
the
song?
Soundtrack,
so,
actually.
That's almost what she said when she said, "There's no place like home."
Right.
Say it ain't so. There's no place like home. Exactly. That could be a good song.
Are you gonna compose it?
Well, there's not much I'm doing. I'm just combining two lines from. I'm splicing from right. Two different genres.
I like it. It's good enough to start.
It's a cool movie. It's definitely not one of the first movies that comes to mind when I think.
Of Weezer?
Of Weezer? I don't know. What would you think about with Weezer?
No, yeah, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about when someone says The Wizard of Oz?
I think of the... Did you watch SpongeBob?
Yes.
Do you remember the dirty bubble?
Oh my God,
yeah. I think about that for some reason.
Why?
I don't think they're connected, though.
I don't think they are either.
Nah.
I think about Lord of the Rings, and I never seen it either. Maybe that's why I think about it.
You haven't seen Lord of the Rings, bro?
You haven't seen Lord of the Rings either?
It's amazing.
No.
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yeah, so I shut up.
Which was your favorite?
Episode 1. I'm kidding. No. Episode 5.
All right.
You?
Yeah, episode 5, episode 3.
Same.
Okay.
3 is unbelievable.
Oh.
It's like we're at the beach. All right, we're going to let this song play.
Let the good times
this
roll.
This is Kids by
MGMT.
Enjoy. All right. Hope you enjoy that one. That was Kids by MGMT. This next one is one from Argentina by the famous Charly García.
Woo-hoo.
Great. This man was crazy. This man would jump out of buildings into pools in their hotels.
Wow.
Guy's crazy. This was...
You don't do that?
I wish. I wish I had the courage. This was requested by my very own grandma. So enjoy. Okay.
That was good.
That was great.
I like that. We should put those guys on.
Those guys, it's one.
What are they? What was the name?
Charly García.
Charly García. Yeah, of course.
Good guy. So, what's the next song, huh?
Well, upcoming? For all you tough students out there, you know this is a short week. And if you don't have class on Fridays, it's a Friday.
It's a very short week.
Today is a Friday. So, we're feeling a little lazy. So we thought, what better to play than the great Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song?
Great choice.
Let's get it rocking.
Let's go. Wait, do you want to know something?
Actually, let's not get it rocking. Please, enlighten me.
Wait. All right, there we go. Sorry. The music was too low. I do have class on Friday.
What class do you have?
That sucks for you.
It's a tragedy.
I do not, so I'm chilling.
I'm not chilling. But I do feel lazy.
You're not chilling. We're in the station right now. We're playing bangers.
Actually, I feel lazy, so I think it's a good song.
I think so.
Do you like Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good man.
I like
him. He's good.
There's a new album coming up soon. Him and
His new music is so different than his old music.
But the new album is great. Or the new songs that came out.
I heard the Pack song. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. There's a whole new album coming in November.
Really?
I don't know what day exactly, but I'm pretty sure it's November.
Well, it's November now.
It is November.
It is November.
Yeah.
Dude, it's November 10th.
Something else is happening in November. Did it come out? I don't remember what it is.
Thanksgiving?
No, there was
The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia just got a song out. It's very, very good. I recommend
people Swedish House Mafia?
Yeah.
What happened to those guys?
They broke up and then they came back.
Oh, no way.
And, you know, and now they made a song with The Weeknd.
And they made a song with The Weeknd.
They're back at it.
And it's a great
Jonas
song.
Jonas Brothers.
We'll play it.
Anyways, we're feeling lazy. It is what it is.
Let's go. Let's enjoy it. Lazy song.
Let's get lazy with Bruno Mars.
Bruno.
I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up, then stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to Dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. Some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, "This is great!
Oh my God, this is great!"
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh.
Music down. Well, that was the lazy song. I'm sure we can all relate every now and then. Thanks, Bruno, for that one. Anyways, we got a little PSA for you guys today. This one's about dried fruit.
Listen up, please. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting and dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
This was a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Dried fruit, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Good for you. 855-915-9636.
Once again, that is
855-915-9636.
855-915-9635.
36. 36.
Give us a call. All right, let's try it one more time.
Yeah, let's do it one more time. Call us at 855-915-9636.
Or WMFO.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if you call us, please tell us what you thought about the PSA of dried fruit.
Any other dried fruit fans out there? We gotta know.
Nah. Are you guys looking at this wall?
Yeah, there's...
We're in the studio. The walls are painted. There's a bunch of stuff going on. It's pretty interesting. A lot of kooky characters on here. Who do you think would win? Iron Man or Abe Lincoln? That's the question.
I mean, Iron
in
Man...
In a fight or in what?
In a debate.
I don't know.
In a debate?
In a debate.
Is Iron Man that's a crazy Robert Downey question. Jr.?
Yeah, yeah. Who else right. is Iron Man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Robert RDJ. Downey Jr. or but Abraham Lincoln?
No, but he is in the Marvel Universe, though. It's not Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, so it's Tony Stark.
It's Tony Stark, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Both really intelligent people.
Yeah,
so
I
it's
think
Tony Stark,
Stark might
debating
be even more
against
intelligent.
Abraham Lincoln. I don't... No, no way. Yeah.
Abraham would just not understand him. I think we had a very different
well,
language.
I think we got to factor in time period.
Yeah, exactly.
If we're talking today, old Abe would be like, what? Man, I don't know what's going on. Like, and Tony would just be like, yep.
Talking about time travel, and Abe Lincoln would be like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
And he's going to be like, who's Tony Stark?
Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't watched Iron Man.
You don't think Abe's seen Iron Man?
I mean,
maybe, yeah.
Watch it. Have you seen Iron Man?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. All right. But have you seen Abraham Lincoln?
Like, live?
Yeah.
I went to a show once, yeah.
You saw him live?
Yeah, I went to a show in Miami.
Abraham Lincoln had a show in Miami?
Yeah.
He lives there.
So.
I didn't know
Abraham
that.
Lincoln had a show in Miami, yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
So, next song?
What is the next song?
Mr. Brightside.
The Killers.
By The Killers.
It's a killer by The Killers.
It's a killer song by The Killers.
Killer song by The Killers, yeah.
Enjoy the Mr. Brightside.
Now he takes off her dress. Now
That was Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yeah, A Killer by The Killers.
A Killers by The Killers, did you say?
Killer by The Killers.
Alright, yeah. Killers, oh, a killer song, yeah, by The Killers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what's this new song we got going?
This is Follow My Girl by Japanese House. Very, very good artist. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy.
I think this is last track of the day, unfortunately. Yeah. So, but we will check back in with you right afterwards and sign right off.
Okay. All right. Enjoy the last song. Bye.
Thank you guys all for listening. This has been WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It's been a great show. Thank you all of you for tuning in. Anything from our special guest?
Yeah, I want to thank you two for having me. It's been a great time, and I hope to be back soon.
Yeah, I just want to point out, there's 42 wonderful listeners.
Wow. We love
business
all
is booming, and we love all you guys.
If they all give us a dollar, we'd have $42.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You know how many bacon, egg, and cheeses we can buy?
It's a lot of bacon.
Like 7 or 8 at least.
All right.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
42 listeners. That's pretty good.
That's actually crazy.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. It's almost 3 o'clock, and this is the voicemobile here at WMFO Medford at Tufts University. And where are the headphones? Right here. Ah, headphones. Yes. Ah, that's great. So it's exquisite out there. If you haven't had a chance to be outside enjoying an autumnal day, it's not too cold. In fact, it's warm and sunny. And be careful driving if you're going toward the sunset. Goodbye, guys. Thanks. So, anyhow, got all kinds of interesting things planned for us today on the voicemobile.